The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 WBOB, The Answer, presents The Still Just Fishing Show with your host, Captain Vic Tyson, Captain Mike Garbo, and Chip Davis. Let's find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. To be a part of this morning's show, give us a call. We're at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And we got Jesse on the line.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Just wanted to tell you good morning and that the whole family's in the den listening to y'all this morning.
Oh, really?
Even your grand dogs.
My grand dogs.
Toto's in here like, that's my papa. I said, do you hear your papa? And his ears perk up.
Well, don't tell me you're eating biscuits or nothing. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, we don't have nothing to eat in here this morning.
No, we're having coffee and we're waiting on papa to get home. I guess he wants his papa treat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hadn't seen him much this week because, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, I can't.
It's funny because when he goes in dad's house, you know, he barks and runs over and tells him.
He runs over to the drawer where I keep his.
Mm-hmm. He knows.
It's blueberry muffins is what he likes.
Yeah.
And there's four in a pack. And you tell him, you got to count them before I put them in the bowl and he'll bark four times. And it was so funny because like a year ago, I would take and put, you know, open the package and put three in there, mm-hmm. and he'd stand at that plate. I could go do whatever.
He knows there's another one.
He'll stand at that plate till he gets that fourth one.
He knows there's another one.
That was the funniest thing.
Sometimes it's not a good thing to have kids and dogs smart, very, very smart kids and dogs.
Yeah,
I know. It backfires on you, you know?
Yep.
But, yes, I have two dogs and a child, so it's like having three kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, actually, that's the Toto, he is so smart. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, Tala's very smart, too, but it's funny. They have their little personalities and... He sure is attached to his papa, that's for sure. And he thinks he has to get a shower at their house and go get treats at their house. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll come in the house and get straight to the drawer. And you're waiting for me to open the drawer.
Yep, they're not stupid.
No, not at all. So when we listen to the Still Just Fishing Show, he's glued to Papa's voice.
That's funny because it doesn't sound like me, but, you know.
Oh, it does. It does, for sure. Yeah, to Toto, it does, too. Well, guys, I really enjoy listening to you guys, and we will see y'all soon. I just want to call in and tell y'all have a good morning and that you know you guys are doing a great job, and we're listening to you, and we'll see you soon.
Okay. All righty.
And happy early anniversary, Dad.
Oh, yep. It'll be Friday 13th.
And by the way, I don't know about your theory. I think maybe it's that, you know, a good woman tamed you.
That might have been what happened.
I think maybe that might have been it.
If you tell her that, she's going to agree with you.
Yeah.
I think she might.
Yeah, you step out of line, a yank on that leash, eventually you get tired of getting your neck broke.
After 38 years, you just don't step out of line anymore.
Tell her she didn't tame me last night with all those jello shots and stuff. All right, let me run. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. Morning, Rob.
Morning, Cap.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Living the dream.
There you go.
I just wanted to call in and say that for the people fishing the netty, at the captain's meeting, there's and afterwards, they're selling some of my new... products that aren't in stores yet, and all the money goes to the charity. So it's not like it's coming to me. It's all going to them. I've added a rattle to my spinning spoon and got some of my popping corks in use that Tim and some other guys have been having good luck with, and a couple other items.
Well, and when is that netty? I know I've seen it on Facebook, but I can't remember when it is.
Next weekend.
Next weekend. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there's. I don't know if it's the time of year or what. But boy, tournaments are out.
No, I know it.
Out in force.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's fishing time, so mm-hmm. have a tournament.
Well, hey, it's fishing time 12 months of the year here.
Yep. Yeah, because we don't get a winter anymore.
Yeah, I know. We haven't had a winter. Like, we were talking
couple
about
years.
A couple of years, you know. I mean, the water temperature never got down cold this past year at all. You know, I think that's why the sheephead stopped as, you know, slowed down as early as they did in spring, you know.
Yeah. The water warmed up way too quick for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm about to go buy some new shorts. Shoot, I'm wearing them out all year long. You're in shorts now.
I don't never get out of shorts unless it's really cold.
Well, I wear about the only time I'm wearing jeans now is when I'm out doing the lawns or I'm out doing a charter. Everybody, ain't that hot? I said, yes, it is. But I'm not mowing grass in shorts and I'm not doing a charter in shorts.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's I wear long sleeve shirts and long pants year round, and even out there in the heat like that. But, I try to stay out of the sun as much as possible because of the, you know, the effects of it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I do wear a ton of sunblock, but still, you know, you want to try to protect yourself as much as you can because, there's been some instances where, you know, I've been had stuff froze off of me, but then when they start cutting on you, that gets your attention, you know.
It's like hooks on a charter. I'd rather have that hook and caught in my pants than in my skin.
Exactly. Yeah. But you say you are gonna put all the proceeds to the jigs there toward the what is the netty for? I forget.
For a lady that's recovering from cancer.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, all the proceeds to go for her. Then that's good.
I got some new product, which is a 4-aught circle hook with an 1/8 ounce on it. God, I'm trying to remember what I put in there now. They're all new items except for a dozen Mighty Mite with a gold Colorado blade on it. Everything else is new.
Oh, okay. That you haven't come out in the stores yet. What stores are your jigs in?
Primarily Strike Zone, Browns Creek, if the water will ever go down.
Yeah.
Palm Valley Outdoors.
Yeah, Browns Creek, they're dealing with a rough situation right now.
Oh, yeah. I think if I was Browns Creek, I'd have to haul in about 100 truckloads of dirt and raise everything up.
It'd be hard to raise that old building.
You ain't a kidding.
Yeah, that's where the water's been getting in their building. But,
yeah.
You know, they've survived out there year after year, and they've only had that happen, you know, a few times. So hopefully, we'll get back to normal.
How many times does it have to happen to completely screw up business?
Yeah. Well, it did mess up business, you know, for a while, especially mm-hmm. during the hurricane.
You got to figure all their docks are gone, too.
Yeah, that's the bad part.
So people can't come up by boat and get bait and beer and ice and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right. And I heard that even with just the high tide yesterday, the Browns Creek had about 2 feet of water.
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to Matt, and it was pretty full. But, I mean, taking people out fishing, it's amazing how many people show up with, like, one or two bottles of water. Or you get three or four guys, they have a six-pack of beer. It's not long. They want to go to the store and get water or beer or something. And I'm like, well, we can go up to Browns, but now we can't, you know. But they'll get all that fixed back up. It's just, you know how the city and permits and all that crap goes.
Hey, Rob, I got somebody texting me about your Mighty Mites. So give me your phone number. Hold on just a second. Give me your phone number real quick.
Rob, you still there? Must have went off.
Okay.
Just have him text you the phone number. Text Vic your phone number.
Yeah, if you're still listening, Rob, text me your phone number.
Put your number out.
My number is 904-699-2285.
Endurance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Endurance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Endurance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Hi, I'm Captain Mike Darvo of Topwater Action Charters. I'm a local captain who grew up fishing Jacksonville's scenic waterways and would like to put my experience and knowledge to work for you on your next fishing trip. Full day or half day, you'll have a great time enjoying some of our city's most beautiful areas while catching some of North Florida's many species of fish. So give me a call at 904-614-3423 or visit my webpage, topwateraction.com, and like us on Facebook, Topwater Action Charters, 904-614-3423.
Frontline Captain Vic Radio Spot number 2.
Tired of not catching your share of slot-sized redfish? When you pull your boat out, do you sometimes hear slot reds laughing at you? Let Captain Vic and the Frontline Green Streak Boat make those redfish problems go away. You can reach Captain Vic at vic2fish.com. That's V-I-C, the number 2, fish.com. Frontline Homeowners Insurance can also show you how to make your homeowner's wind deductible go away. Be sure to visit Frontline Homeowners Insurance at flhi.com. Frontline Homeowners Insurance, providing first-class coverage of coastal property up to $13.5
million. Every girl crazy about a shot that's me.
For the finest custom embroidery and screen printing, call Stitches and Screens. Since 1988, Stitches and Screens has provided high-quality, eye-catching embroidery and screen printing services. Let our creative staff keep your staff, team, or school looking sharp. Call 246-7616. That's 246-7616. Make sure you visit our new user-friendly website at stitchesandscreens.com.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, seared tuna and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
And now, let's return to the Still Just Fishing Show with your host, Captain Vic Tyson, Captain Mike Darvo, and Chip Davis. If you'd like to be a part of this morning's show, just give us a call. We're at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And I see, you know, they're talking about so much damage. They're going to try to do the... you know, if the city is going to try to take care of some of the lighter damaged areas around the boat ramps and stuff like that probably before they get into the heavy duty stuff.
Wait a minute, are you talking about the are you talking about the waterways we don't use?
Yeah, the waterway. Yeah, you saw that
page. I seen that. I'm like, when I saw where are you at? What is wrong with these people?
I cannot believe that woman on TV.
It's just like the lady about the porpoises. I'm like,
yeah.
What are you, in a pond?
I know. I mean, how can you not see porpoises in the river? They're everywhere. We have to try to throw lures at them and chase them away when we're trout fishing.
Well, those of y'all who've seen that, that tells you right there, a lot of the crap you hear on the news, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, they had no idea. I mean, talk about, there's very few people who use the river for recreation. I'm like, really? Good morning, Taylor.
What's going on?
Speaking of using the river for recreation, here's another one that uses the river.
You weren't out
I use the river all the time.
You weren't out there in your kayak this past weekend, were you?
No, I haven't been out since the hurricane.
Yeah, I figured
you. Harvey.
I figured you'd be out there probably in you know, that 40 knot winds out there and make a video.
Too much wind, but I guess this weekend's gonna be really wet. Tomorrow's supposed to be 100% chance of rain.
They changed it to 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't believe that till it happens.
Yeah, that's not what they said last night on the news.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Just showers in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Weather Underground got it 100%.
Dang, for just the afternoon or all day?
I have no idea. I don't know.
No, okay.
Well, now you're supposed to know if you're going to tell us this.
I don't know. Well, I just look at the Weather Underground. I don't have to have the news. It's all a bunch of lies. Anyways, y'all.
Yeah, if you're not going fishing, you really don't worry about it too much, huh?
Yeah. Well,
that's how I am. If I'm not going fishing, I don't care if it's raining, sunny, cold, warm.
Yeah.
The seas have been stirred up for weeks now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty bad. We need things to get back to normal.
I know. I've been wanting to go out there fishing, but it's hard to go fishing. But I guess Chip's going to have a week off before the tournament. It was a bye week. The 15th is next week, isn't it?
Yeah, the 14th is next Saturday.
Yeah, I think Chip's off for a week, and then the next week's the tournament. So after that, hopefully I can get out there.
Yeah, he'll probably be running around all week taking care of the tournament stuff and sponsors and all that.
Yeah, see, he's almost broke his record so far.
Yeah, almost at 60,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, I think that video on Channel 4 helped him out a lot.
Yeah, oh, it probably did.
Tell the story.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
You know, these flood tides have been helping you out or making it worse?
Making it worse.
Damn.
I mean, there is some fish up in the flooded grass and stuff, but to me, in some of the areas where I like to do that, it's actually too deep. You know, it's too flooded.
I hate going on those flood tides because you really don't know where to fish anymore.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, if you don't see them up in there, you don't know if they're in there or not. And some of the areas where I like to do the tailing reds, the Taylor sheephead, if it's too deep for them where their tails don't come out of the water, you can't tell if they're in there or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what can you do, right?
Yep.
I like easing along the flooded grass on the trolling motor. Sometimes I just sit up there on that seat and just look, watch.
So what about the shrimp? Is that all this water ruining the shrimping or what?
I don't know if it is or not. I mean, the bait shops seem to still get shrimp, but I don't know if they're getting them local or, you know, if they're getting them from the West Coast or whatever.
Probably the West Coast. They're dying so quick.
Yeah.
It looks like I got more than 30 seconds today.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, you always get more than 30 seconds with us.
Hopefully, Chip will ever be on again. I can get more than 30 seconds.
Probably if you talk about the flounder pounder, he'll let you.
Yeah.
All right, well, I know you'll be out there again working it.
Yep. Yep. I'll talk to y'all later then.
All right, Taylor. Mm-hmm. You take care, man. I'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Yep, I'll be out there this year, too. Working the end of the dock. They throw me out on the end of the dock.
Give you a cooler and let you go.
Yeah. Oh, I don't mind. I mean, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the last year I worked it, they gave me a walkie-talkie, and I think it was Brian Seaton's boy. His little boy had a walkie-talkie, and, man, we just talked back and forth. And I had a good time.
Yeah.
The one year we got to watch the the Blue Angels flyover?
Oh yeah,
that was neat.
That was the year I think he changed it to a Sunday because of that.
Yeah, that was really neat to watch that.
Yeah, because we were out at the jetties when the Blue Angels. Mm-hmm. I had a charter on that Sunday, so I couldn't go over there and help. But whenever we were out there, man, they were loud coming over too.
And then a lot of the people that weigh in, I know a lot of them. So, and some of them I haven't seen in a while, so I get to talk to them while we're waiting on them to weigh in and stuff. So I have a good time.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you know,
I might even go by boat this year.
You know, a lot of times when we see, see people at the boat ramp or, you know, at the bait shop, you only see it for a couple of minutes.
I know.
And then you're gone. So you don't really have time to talk and all that, you know. But even you and I, you know, when I see you at Brown's, I mean, we don't really have a lot of time to talk, you know,
because
you're trying to get your stuff in the boat.
And we like to talk fishing, you know. Those of y'all who know us. I mean, sometimes after a charter when I drop them back off at Brown's, you know, I'll go up in there and sit down for a little while and eat me one of those sandwiches and just talk with everybody.
Yeah. And it's pretty neat, and you know, to be able to sit there and really talk to people like it, you know, at the tournament and all that.
And in the morning when I'm waiting on my customers to show up, get to talk to everybody coming and going, getting their bait and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's something simple, but, you know, something I enjoy doing.
Yeah. It is. And, you know, to be able to discuss fishing, of course, a lot of people, love to talk about what they're using, you know, what they're catching fish on, want to know what we're catching fish on, stuff like that. So it's pretty neat. Anytime you get to sit and talk fishing is good.
Yeah.
But, I'm looking forward to maybe now. Yesterday when I first got out there, I noticed the water was down to 78 degrees.
Mm.
So it was only 79 when I put the boat on the trailer. So, excuse me. Oh, so you know that's a good sign too, having that water temperature drop down into the 70s. Morning, Dave.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Doing good. How about you?
I am tired and grouchy and got jumped on by two puppies all night last night. But other than that, I'm not doing bad at all.
I know you don't get much room to sit in those chairs. It doesn't look like.
Whatever you do, don't ever get two puppies at the same time.
Oh yeah, I've done that before.
Well, and it works. They play with each other and they keep each other entertained until they decide that dad needs to be involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That stuff goes down at like 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and dad's grouchy at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. What kind of puppies did you get?
We rescue everything, so we got a red bone coonhound who is about 10 months old. She's about 80 pounds now. And we got another dog, Jake. He's real old. He's 13. And what was happening is the red bone kept trying to play with Jake, and he's old and lumpy and tired. And, you know, we figured that because, you know, we got the red bone when she was 6 weeks old. So we figured, well, let's get Ruby a playmate for her to bond with. So when Jake passes, she's not quite so upset and devastated. So there was some scumbag that dropped Roscoe out of his car when he was driving down the road. So we got adopted Roscoe when he was probably about 6-8 weeks old. And him and Ruby, man, they are madly in love with each other. I mean, like Ruby turns straight into a mom and mentors him and takes care of him. And she taught him all the stuff that pisses us off, you know, jumping on the bed and chewing on us and pushing us off the sofa.
We rescued our two last dogs 16 and 17 years ago. They both passed this year, but it was nice having them.
Yeah. I tell you what, they're a handful, but they change your life to make you fall in love with them. That's for sure.
Yep. Yes, they do.
So
what's going on, Dave?
Well, I want to talk to you guys a little bit, tell you about the swap meet we have coming up, the charity swap meet we have coming up for the Keys.
All right, can you hang on through the break?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good.
Yeah, because we're fixing to go off there, so I don't want to rush you because I want to cover that really good, get people out there and all.
That'll work. I appreciate it.
Okay, Dave.
I appreciate it.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get you on as soon as we come back. And we'll be back right after this.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600, and FM 101.1, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Bracing for more tropical weather, the Miami-based National Weather Service says fast-moving Hurricane Nate continues its track across the Gulf of Mexico toward New Orleans over open water. The storm is likely to pick up more strength. The center says the storm currently has maximum sustained winds of about 80 miles an hour. Nate likely will reach the U.S. Gulf Coast sometime later today near New Orleans. Louisiana, Mississippi officials declared states of emergency already. Tourists coming to Las Vegas may soon encounter something a little interesting. Not typically the bright lights they normally see when arriving in town. Billboards will serve as a stark reminder of the recent mass shooting, asking the public for any information they have as to what may have driven the gunman to mow down concertgoers. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow lost 2 points at 22,774. This is SRN News.
Today is Black Friday when you shop at one of the three Black Friday outlet stores in Jacksonville. Black Friday Outlet can save you on high-quality furniture and bedding at clearance prices. Sofas as low as $249, mattresses from $149, couches like sofa recliners from $349, five-piece bedroom suits starting at $699. How do they do it? Black Friday Outlet searches for clearance sales on brand new furniture, and 60 to 70% off savings is not unusual. Mention this commercial and get an extra 10% off. Delivery available, 90 days same as cash. The calendar always says Black Friday at the three Black Friday Outlet stores in Jacksonville. 1187 Lane Avenue South, just south of Normandy. 5042 West Beaver Street at Edgewood, and at Sam's Furniture Store, 1308 Dunn Avenue. Join them on Facebook at Black Friday Furniture Warehouse.
My name is David, and I'm in the Life Builders Program at City Rescue Mission. I was driving down to Florida with my fiancé when I started having severe chest pains. My fiancé dropped me off at the hospital, and I never heard from her again. The pain and loneliness led me to start drinking heavily. It got to the point where I really couldn't function in society anymore. I came to City Rescue Mission because I needed help. I'm a pretty solitary guy, but once I got here and started meeting with the counselors, I just kept talking and going deeper and deeper into my issues. The friendships I've made with staff and fellow students at City Rescue Mission has reminded me that I'm never alone, never too far gone.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Business is happening every day, all around us. Stay on top of it all with our sister station, 100.3 The Biz.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Tim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz.
Stay up to the minute with Bloomberg Radio.
This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Catch up with the latest news with Gordon Deal.
You're listening to America's First News This Morning with Gordon Deal.
100.3 The Biz.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Roads still looking good this morning. Watch out. Hart Bridge is closed for construction. As for the weather, looking for some rain all week long. Up to about a 50% chance by tomorrow. Daytime highs upper 80s. Watch out. Looking for a heat index next day or so. 101. Nighttime lows middle 70s. It is still hanging in. It's 79 degrees here in Jacksonville at WBOB. AM 600, the answer.
And now, let's return to the Still Just Fishing Show with your host, Captain Vic Tyson, Captain Mike Darbo, and Chip Davis. If you'd like to be a part of this morning's show, just give us a call. We're at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We've got Dave Gill on the line here.
Yes, sir.
And, Dave, okay, so when is the actual... swap meet?
The actual swap meet is going to be next Saturday, October 14th, at the Offshore Club, up at the Mayport Boat Ramp. I'm going to be there about 9 o'clock in the morning. I'll be there about 8 getting everything set up. And we'll be open for business from 9 till, I'm going to say, probably 1. You know, if people are still coming in, you know, we'll stay open later. It's not, you know, we ain't going to turn anybody away. But, you know, basically, you know, when the hurricanes came through, the first time, you know, we started gathering everything and getting ready to go to Texas, because Texas got wiped out, you know, as we all know.
Right.
And literally the day I was supposed to leave to go to Texas is when Irma was scheduled to hit us. And I'm not leaving my house and my wife, you know, in the middle of a hurricane. You know,
yeah.
So we postponed that trip. And then Irma came through and just, you know, knocked the crap out of South Florida in a big way. So I sent the truck off to Texas with loaded with supplies, you know, because we didn't have power for 6 days and stayed here. And, you know, then we had, you know, a whole bunch of stuff that just kept coming in. So Rachel from Browns Creek, you know, we loaded up a trailer we got from Pelagic Fabrication, and boy, we headed south to Marathon, and you know, we barely got in because they still had the keys shut down. But we had, you know, the community, you know how the community is here.
Oh, yeah.
We had 9 generators that were donated by people that, no questions asked, were like, if he comes back, it comes back. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, and that just amazes me, because generators ain't cheap.
No, they aren't.
So, yeah, man, that hurts. You know, so we had 9 generators. We had over 300 tarps and a massive amount of food, medical supplies and stuff like that. And when we got there, we were one of the first trucks at the Hurricane Relief Center. They were still sending it up. And they were just freaking out at the generators and the tarps, because what was happening is people were still in shelters and they couldn't get them out of the shelters back home, you know, because they needed to tarp them up.
Right.
Well, the tarps that we brought, from what the fire department told us, pretty much covered from the top end of Marathon to Big Pine Key. They were like, dude, this covers a massive
area.
You know, so that was, you know, that just made you, it just got you all warm and fuzzy, man. It's like, wow, what an unbelievable difference to cover that huge of an area.
Exactly.
But we were driving around, you know, sneaking around back in the back roads and stuff, and it was just unbelievable seeing the devastation. You know, I mean, it was crazy. And, you know, we met some people, some local business owners that just lost everything. You know, one of them is a charter captain friend of mine, Jack Carlson, owns 2 Cox Charters down there. And, you know, his store had 6 feet of water in it. He, you know, he sits right on the canal, had 6 feet of water in it. Luckily, all his boats were in airport hangars, so they didn't get destroyed. But the problem is, you know, these businesses, if they don't open back up, then people don't go to work. People don't go to work. They can't fix their stuff. The keys don't get rebuilt.
Right.
You know? So, you know, we started looking around a little bit and decided we were going to target a handful of people with, you know, as much cash as we can to get them back up and running and open, because Jack employs 9 people. So if you can get somebody like him opened up, his 9 people go back to work. They start putting money back into the economy down there.
Those
9 people help 9 other people. And those people, in turn, help 9 other people. And next thing you know, everybody's back to work and everybody's got money flowing, and they're able to rebuild their boats and rebuild their shops. And, you know, it's just a, you know, you're not helping everybody, but you're helping enough people that can help enough people that can help enough people, you know, to just let it snowball.
Exactly.
So that's what the game plan is. We know that everybody here got pounded, just like everybody everywhere else. You know, we did sent a lot of trucks out to Black Creek and Middleburg. You know, we flooded some of the rescues that were around here as well, to the point where we actually got turned away from some of them. We loaded up all the pounds and stuff down here, and you know, so we're sitting there thinking about what we can do to get some money down to the Keys, because they're, even though the news isn't talking about it, they're still destroyed down there. I mean, they're still,
well, it's
still
not
hard time driving around.
You know, it's something they've already covered, and all the drama's gone, so they don't really care, you know?
Yep, that's exactly right. So it's you know, it's crazy how things just disappear, and you move on to the next guy that's not kneeling, and it's like, wow, that's important. You know, you got people sleeping outside of their house, but some guy's not kneeling for a football game, so let's cover that versus, you know, trying to get some money, you know, trying to let people know, go to the Keys and spend some money, so that you get some money into the economy down there, so that people can afford to buy things to fix their houses and their cars and their boats and stuff. So we, you know, instead of, you know, just putting up a straight GoFundMe or something like that, we said people always have old gear and old stuff laying around, you know, because people had to spend a lot of money down here, buy generators, fix their house, clean their yard, fix their cars through this hurricane. So everybody got hit by it. But we're hoping if anybody's got any old gear, hunting, fishing, boating, anything like that, if you can donate it, if you don't have any old gear, then come by on October 14th and buy some gear, you know, buy some stuff. Or if you just want to make a straight donation, we'll have a donation jar right there. You know, a dollar from somebody is going to add up to the end goal, you know, and it's going to help these people. And one thing that I can assure you, you know, and I think with my reputation, you know, people can feel fairly safe with this, 100% of every penny we make is going to go into somebody's hands to help them. Nothing's going to a CEO, nothing's going to advertising, nothing's going to future disasters or any of that stupid stuff that you know hear about some of these other charities.
Right.
This is straight from Rachel and I's hands, straight into the hands of the people that need it the most, that can help other people. It's not like we're picking and choosing people and saying, hey, you're better than them, or hey, you need it more than them. Everybody needs it equally. But what we were looking for is to hit people that have the ability to help a handful of other people once they're on their feet and fix back up. And that's, you know, that's what we're doing. So that's what we're asking for is any gear that anybody has that they can donate. Strike Zone is a drop spot. Browns Creek Fish Camp is a drop spot. And the Offshore Club is a drop spot where they are open during their meetings. And I'll come pick stuff up. People can call or text me, and man, I'll meet you to come pick stuff up if you can't get it somewhere. But it's what we're looking for. Even the morning of the event, bring your stuff, you know, on the 14th. It don't matter. Bring it all up there, man, and we'll spread it out and sell it, you know, right then and there.
But do you want to put your number out there in case people do want to text you or something?
Yeah. If anybody's got any questions or wants to make a donation, we can do it through PayPal. But my number is 904-483-7307. And you can feel free to shoot me a text or give me a call. If you want to make a donation because you can't make it down or you have some friends out of town that want to or something like that, you know, we'll give you a PayPal address and you can make a donation. You know, if you have gear that you want to donate, it's great. We'll find a way to get it. If you can drop it off, that's even better. And also, don't forget, October 13th, we need bodies out there to buy the stuff that we're collecting. And, you know, a week after the swap meet is when we'll be heading back down to the Keys. We're going to bring a load of construction equipment and supplies to go down there that we've been gathering, and then we'll drop this cash off and change some lives.
Well, on October 14th now, is this, and you say you probably going to be open for business. I know you'd be down there a little bit earlier, but you want people to be sure to be down there between 9 and 1, 9 a.m. 1 p.m. But also, you know, you're not looking for, like, all new items or anything, right? I mean, you're looking for anything people want to donate.
Anything. If you're upgrading your fishing gear and you're looking at your old fishing gear sitting in the corner and you're thinking, what the heck am I going to do with that? If you could donate it, we'd be grateful. That's what we're looking for. If you have a reel that you're upgrading, if you have, you know, a bunch of rigs that you're like, you know what, man, I haven't used these in a while, I'm loaded up with stuff, anything like that helps because people come through there and buy all kinds of stuff. You know, so that's what we're looking for is anything. I mean, we've had people, you know, we did this before when for the bash when Andrew Wood, that young boy with leukemia, he got sick, had a lung infection, and they just got slammed, you know, with some unexpected stuff. We had a quick swap meet, and man, we were able to raise almost $4,000 in 5 hours.
Yeah, and you know,
and this was
that could do a lot for people.
Mm-hmm. So that would be unbelievably life-changing because that allows, you know, buy some gear or supplies or whatever gets these stores open, whatever gets the employees back to normal, whatever puts money in somebody's hands so they can go buy stuff at the local hardware stores and start rebuilding their house. That's the goal, is to get the economy rolling again down there and get people back up to normal so they can get life back to normal and open the Keys back up for everybody.
Well, I appreciate you calling, Dave, and letting us know about this. And so Browns Creek is a drop-off, Strike Zone's a drop-off, and you can always bring it out that morning, you know, 8, 9 o'clock out there at Jacksonville Offshore Sport Fishing Club at Mayport Boat Ramp.
That's it. And if whenever they have their meetings, you can jump on their website. Whenever they have their meetings, you can drop stuff off at the meeting, hang out a little bit, and maybe join the club. It's a cool place.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, Dave.
All right, guys.
You and Michelle have such a huge heart, and it's so gratifying to have friends like y'all. I'm telling you. to be able to, you know, to know that y'all do so much for so many people.
Well, it's our honor. It's how we want our community to be. So you got to make it the way you want it to be.
I appreciate that a lot, Dave. Thanks a lot for calling.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Trolling Motor Service, located at 5615 West Gannett Boulevard, Jacksonville. TMS is owned and operated by Charlie. Call 904-573-0480. They're open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, Friday, 8 to 4. Closed Saturday and Sunday out fishing. TMS is an authorized warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, Power Pole, Cannon, Talon, Keep Alive Oxygen Systems, and much more. TMS sells and installs all electrical products for your boating needs, as well as batteries and charging systems. Go see Charlie and Linda for all your trolling motor needs. 573-0480.
Stop by Dick's Wings, located at 14286 Beach Boulevard, showcasing football, NFL ticket, and voted number one for trivia in Jacksonville on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Don't forget Texas Hold'em on Monday night. Make it your place for hot wings, cold beer, good times, and their famous boneless wings, smothered with Cajun ranch sauce. Don't forget, Dick's Wings is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hooker's offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. If you don't have a boat, Browns has the finest docks to fish from. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
And now, let's return to the Still Just Fishing Show with your host, Captain Vic Tyson, Captain Mike Darbo, and Chip Davis. If you'd like to be a part of this morning's show, just give us a call. We're at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. So, anyway, going out this week, hopefully we're getting some little bit better tides going on, as far as, you know, maybe get this water level down a little bit more.
Yep.
I know we were looking at it at the beginning of the show. Tomorrow morning you got a low tide at 4:20 at Mayport, which is going to make it about 5:20 up in the creeks around the intercoastal and all. It's going to make it about maybe 5:45 in the cove, you know, later up toward Dunn's Creek. So anyway, high tide around 11:10 a.m. at Mayport. So that good an incoming tide like that is good for, you know, when you don't have as much current. That's good for, like, sheep's head fishing and all, too. Mm-hmm. But because that outgoing tide anymore is screaming going out. So it's really hard sheephead fishing unless you're going outside the rocks.
Right.
You know.
Now there's so much water in the river. I mean.
Yeah. And it's just been, you know, blasting out of there. So, but anyway, what I'm going to be trying to look for this week, looking at who I have, you know, booked and everything, it's probably going to be, you know, some sheep's head, some maybe redfish in the mornings. Hopefully, you know, we'll get these tides lower and get some oyster beds sticking up.
Yeah, as of right now, I mean, we'll see what tomorrow morning brings, but.
Yeah,
I'll probably start out with reds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so say the way the tides are this week in the morning time, it'll probably be better until, because whenever that tide gets flooded now, also, you know, we are going to have some high flood tides, especially, you know, today, tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Then it starts dropping back down a little bit around Wednesday, Thursday. Still real high, though. I mean, you know, even Wednesday and Thursday, 5.8, 5.7. But we're going to have some real, real flood tides here the next few days. So, as if we didn't already.
Yeah.
But, having that moon phase like it is, big old, I guess it's a harvest moon. moon was so big last night and pretty. But, I think it's, what is it? Today's the full moon?
Well, I thought it was yesterday.
I don't know. Let me look and see what it says here.
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, I know it was big and full. Actually, this is showing Thursday.
No. Yeah, maybe it was Thursday.
Thursday night.
Yep.
I know it was still big.
Yeah. And I wake up, it's dark outside, but it looks like the you know, the neighbor's spotlight's on. It's just the moon.
But getting out there this week, hopefully the speckled trout will start schooling back up again. And, of course, you know, people are catching flounder off and on all kind of areas. I've, you know, been targeting flounder too, but after yesterday, I don't know that I'm going to try to do that much until we get a little bit, you know, a little bit more normal tides,
yeah.
I should say. I mean, it's hard to try to work an area like with a mudman or a mullet. If you throw it out there in the current, just whisk it away.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little difficult for me to try to, you know, convince people how to do it and everything, because, you know, especially when the tide whisks it away and it runs over rocks and stuff, then you know, you're expecting that little double bump, you know, and, mm-hmm. and it's bumping all over the rocks and things, so that's
right.
So you're not really getting that little flounder bite like you normally should. But the croakers have slowed down and they've gotten smaller, I know yesterday, so I don't know if that's going to be a problem for the rest of this month. I hope it's not. Yellowmouth trout are doing good. You can catch yellowmouth trout just about anywhere right now. The sandier areas, the better. Of course, the bull reds are still around. A lot of them at the jetties. You know, so they got the full of bull redfish tournament today, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep, there'll be some boats out there.
Yeah.
Yep. If you want to find out where to catch bull reds, today's the day.
Yeah, it is. Just go out there and you'll start seeing them.
Yep.
You'll start seeing them.
It's always funny. You always got that one that tries to anchor up and just keeps dragging the anchor three or four times before they figure out they ain't going to be able to get anchored up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when it does, when it does, all they're doing is just dragging the bottom, stirring up the mud, rolling the rocks over.
Yep.
It's that's kind of hard, you know. But anyway, hopefully, you know, they have good luck today.
Yep.
And,
everybody stay safe.
Yep. And, looks like the weather's going to work for them good.
I mean, I don't know about you, but man, when I'm out and I see a bunch of boats all anchored up real close to each other, I ain't getting in the middle of it.
Yeah. I don't really like that because also,
I'll go fish for something else.
You know, a lot of times too, you have to consider the anchor rope sticking out everywhere.
Yep.
And if you catch, you know, a big fish, then of course, you know, now that year you and I fished the full bull redfish tournament. I mean, there was just,
remember that one guy kept dragging the anchors through there. Yep. And just people were starting to get aggravated with
mm-hmm.
him.
And well, and they, I don't think a lot of times people realize what that does.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's like put out enough anchor rope, get enough slope on it, especially when you're in hard current, you know, to get that out there like that. One of the good things about the trolling motor I got from Charlie at Trolling Motor Service is being able to pull up there and drop the trolling motor and not have to worry about, you know, getting in people's lines, say if they're, you know, ahead of you, up current from you, and they're fishing down. You don't have to pull up to the back of their boat and drop your anchor, you know, to get, you know, 150 foot back from them. You just get 150 foot back from them and drop the trolling motor and stay there. So, of course, those trolling motors, you know, there's here lately on the outgoing tide, there is some areas where it won't hold. I mean, it's just the current. It's just.
Well, it's running so rough, you probably don't want to fish it anyhow.
Oh, exactly. And I don't like to fish it when I have to use.
You 10 know, to 12 ounces.
Oh, yeah, or more.
Yeah.
I mean, I see some people use 16 ounces out there.
Yeah.
I really don't. I think you stress the fish out too much, you know, so. But.
You put a lot of extra work on those reels too, reeling that sinker straight up and down. A lot pulling back on that. You got all that weight on there, pulling against the current.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and if you know if you got it out there, Wade, by the time you reel it in, you're tired.
I like to use a you know 8 at the maximum. I mean, I have moved in areas before and threw a 10-ounce weight out there, you know, and got on the bottom. What I've done before, you know, because we usually throw 3 or 4 poles out, and what I've done is like throw the 10 ounces out there and then throw an 8 out there, and I've noticed that whenever that 8 starts hitting the bottom, and you can tell that the 8's not on the bottom in that hard current, when it slacks up enough that 8 starts hitting the bottom and holding the bottom, that's generally when you get your bites anyway.
Right.
You know, so you get more, I don't know if it's the scent trails better when it's not as running as hard, or you know, maybe they just the fish feed a little bit better when it starts calming down.
Hard to say sometimes.
It is. But appreciate everybody tuning us in this morning. If you're going out there this week, be careful. And of course, you know, like I said, I'd be looking for some sheep's head, reds, trout.
Sounds like we don't know if it's going to rain tomorrow or not.
Yeah, I know. I mean, after Taylor said 100%.
Yeah, and he just said it was 50%. So
yeah, and we're looking on here, and I'm hoping it's going to be late in the afternoon.
Of course, it's supposed to rain Friday, too.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain yesterday quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we didn't get a drop on us.
I even put fertilizer down. I'm like, you kidding me?
I don't want my grass to grow any faster than it's growing.
Well, the grass has actually started slowing down.
Has it?
And I didn't fertilize it to make it grow. I just put what I needed to green it up because it's getting a little dull.
Yeah.
It needs to be that dark green. So yeah. That's what I'm working on now.
Well,
I mow grass. I got to have a decent lawn, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. But, you know, a carpenter usually don't work on his own house.
Well, when
a
I
mechanic
do,
don't usually work on his own car.
And when I used to do paint and body work, every time all my cars were in primer all the time.
Yeah. So, that's about right.
Yep.
But a fisherman does fish.
That's right.
So, you know, we do that. But anyway, tune in for Ask an Attorney to be coming on next. And tune us in next week. We'll be back next week, same time.